You're listening to Rated NA Live from San Diego Comic-Con 2016. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good.
This is really crazy. So yeah. It's Comic-Con 2016. I'm here with Julia Voth, who's been on the show, I think, two or three. I think we did a print interview with you first, like, the first year we had this, like, a long time ago.
Yeah, I was one of your first guests.
I think I was. I remember. I was a high school teacher when you said yes. I remember I was in a faculty
That's
meeting.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and I got the yes that you were coming on the show, and I remember just being so excited because it was like, it's like one of those, you were like one of those guests. I told you before we recorded that, like, I didn't think, like, Jill Valentine was a real person, and I found out you were. And I got, like, super excited. And it turns out you're a really nice person, and you've been around forever. So you've come on the show twice, and now I actually get to meet you in person, and it's Comic-Con 2016.
Yes, it is.
How's it going? What are you doing here?
It's going great. Yeah. I'm having a really good time. I'm here hanging out with my friends, doing some parties, and most importantly, I'm cosplaying the whole time.
Yeah, so tell us what you're cosplaying as.
So I am Bazine right now from Star Wars, it's just I made it into a swimsuit because, you know, heat.
Right.
And also booty.
You were one of the smartest people here to, like, cut your cosplay and make it, like, a little bit more, you know, a little bit more revealing because it is, like, 1,000 degrees this year.
It's 1,000 degrees. But you know what? It's, thank God I did this because my head is so hot underneath this black sort of cap that I have. And then I have these sort of over-the-knee black leather boots. So where I like, took away the outfit, I'm just, you know, it's sort of like, I think it even,
well, it looks awesome. I'm betting the Star Wars fans are freaking out because I'm sure you're having tons of people running up to you.
I have had a lot of pictures taken. It's been really fun.
That's awesome. So exciting. Yeah. So, are you ready for your Comic-Con?
I'm totally ready. Is this a quiz? I hope I pass.
Very appropriate question. It's not really a quiz.
Oh, okay.
This is kind of going back in the time machine. What was your very first convention memory? First time you ever went to a convention ever?
I actually cosplayed as a Battle Royale schoolgirl at the anime convention, probably here in LA, 2007.
Wow.
That's one
Battle
of my
Royale
first.
Battle Royale was awesome, too.
It was really, really cool. Yeah. And I did it with a girlfriend of mine, and we got, like, the collars, and we did the whole thing. We dressed matching and stuff. It was really fun.
That is really
cool.
And
I didn't even know what cosplay was. She said, do you want to cosplay? I was like, what is that? So she had to, like, explain to me what cosplay was.
I've been brave enough to do it myself. I've always really admired cosplayers, and, like, it's so awesome to come out here and just, I'm, like, the biggest Halloween fan ever, so the fact that you can kind of go from convention to convention and, like, have a little mini Halloweens is just incredible.
It's super fun for so many people and for myself. I love it so much. And I admire cosplayers because it's not a cheap hobby to have.
Right.
And it takes a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of money, and people just put 100% into it. It's so awesome seeing people do that and also getting into character and stuff.
Right. Conventions wouldn't be the same without it. Like, if you came to Comic-Con and nobody was dressed up, it would just be so strange. So
it'd be really weird. Why are just a bunch of normal people walking around looking at nerdy stuff? It's like, no.
All right, so the next one.
Okay.
Have you ever had a strange or surreal celebrity encounter while at a convention?
I don't really know what I just hang out on the floor a lot. Yeah. I haven't really run into any. I mean, I live in LA, so I run into people all the time.
Yeah.
So I feel like, especially in that sort of scene, you meet random crazy people all the time.
All the time.
But yeah, I think my convention life is mostly just like being on the floor and meeting fans and like having pictures taken, because that's really what I enjoy.
I mean, you do that for fun. I've been like following you on social media for a while, and you've been just like hopping around lately in cosplay, just having a great time at all sorts of conventions.
You know, I started with Jill, obviously, because.
Well, people just must lose their mind. Like, when I first saw you doing that, I was like,
I had no idea it would be so amazing.
Yeah.
So my boyfriend was like, you should do it. I was like, yeah, I definitely wanted to. I totally saw how cool that would be, but I totally underestimated how much people would appreciate it.
Right.
So I want to do it all the time. It makes people happy.
Right.
So,
I mean,
it makes me happy.
I said this to you a long time ago in one of our first interviews, but she's one of the most iconic, you know, female protagonists in games.
Yeah.
And then to have the actual human being that modeled that character, embraced that character, and show up in public, it's just like, it does a weird thing to a nerd's brain where you just don't really know what's, you know. Very cool, though. It's very cool.
Awesome. I'm glad you feel like that. I feel the same. I'm happy other people do, too.
All right. So would you want to come to Comic-Con if it was happening all year round?
Wow. That's almost like, I love Burning Man. It's almost like, would you want to go to Burning Man year round? Yeah. in the outside, you're like, yeah, that'd be so fun. Yeah. But then I'm like, oh, man, I'd be so tired.
I'd be exhausted.
So, you know, yes and no. That's a really interesting question. Not to get all, like, heady on it. But, like, I love this so much because everyone's really expressing themselves. Everyone is just genuinely. It's the same thing at Burning Man. People are just themselves. No one's judging. Everyone's embracing everyone's, you know, weird little things.
Yeah.
So if people were just like that all year round without, like, all these crowds in the heat, I would say yes. Mm-hmm. That's the world I want to live in, where everyone is just themselves, they're organic, whatever they feel, you know, expressing themselves. That's that's cool to me.
I'm kind of in the same camp. I love it so much. And I go to a bunch of conventions every year, but I think all year round, I'd finally just burn out.
You burn out. And it's so special that we can all come together and embrace this together.
Right.
If it was all the time, it wouldn't be as special.
Yeah, I mean.
So, you know.
Yeah, and it's a miracle. It's like there's 100,000+ people here, and there's rarely any violence or any weird stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and another thing that I find really amazing is that you don't really hear, like, I mean, girls are dressed, say, like, I'm one of them. You're, like, half naked walking around. But I'm sure it happens, like, you know, unfortunately it happens, but it doesn't happen as often as you think about women getting, like, harassed or touched inappropriately or something like that. You know, it's sort of this sort of safer environment to just do. You know, on Halloween, it's really terrible. I cover up on Halloween because I don't want that kind of negative attention. But here, I haven't felt, you know, weird at all. And literally my ass
is hanging out. All right. Here we go. We have a time travel question.
Okay, cool.
What is your preferred method of time travel? A DeLorean, a phone booth of some sort, or something else entirely?
Absolutely a DeLorean.
Me too.
Just,
how could you not? I've wanted a DeLorean my whole life. I think I saw Back to the Future when I was like 8.
Yeah.
And ever since I saw that film, I've wanted a DeLorean and a hoverboard. It'll probably never happen, but
I've probably seen Back to the Future, all three of them, more times than any other movie ever in my life. And so it came out in 85. I was born in 85, so of course I'm like, oh, 85.
Yeah.
But it was like always in my house. And my brothers and I, and my sister, when she got a little older, on like Sunday afternoons, we'd be like, let's watch Back to the Future. And we would just watch them over and over and over. And that whole movie, it means so much to me in my childhood.
Great.
So, fuck yeah, DeLorean.
And they just put them all on Netflix, which is like so dangerous. Because now they're on Netflix, you can just be like, I just think I'll watch all three of them real quick before I go out, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so good. Okay. This is a strange one I came up with in the middle of the night last night. If you were sucked into a portal to another universe of your favorite sci-fi or fantasy world, would you want to stay there? So you're sucked into a portal.
Yeah.
It's your favorite sci-fi or fantasy world. Do you want to stay there or do you want to fight to come home?
I don't know.
It's hard.
That's hard. I mean, I don't know. Like, if it was like Lord of the Rings per se, and I could just stay with all the hobbits and stuff, and just stay in that beautiful, wonderful land of like
New Zealand.
Exactly. Just go to New Zealand. I would say yes.
Yes.
And everything would be fine and no bad things would happen.
Yeah.
But like when bad things happen in all these old.
They're really bad.
Yeah, like
they're, end of the world
we think
stuff.
Our world sucks right now.
Yeah.
Like those worlds are like literally falling apart.
We're getting
apart,
there though. We're pretty close.
Like, knocking on wood right now.
We're all going to want to jump in a portal pretty soon.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, maybe this will. Maybe we can actually make that become a reality. That would be probably.
Seriously. Unbelievable. So this one is a really mature question I came up with. It says, which comic book character has the most perverted name? The Flash, The Thing, or The Shocker?
Flash, The Thing, or The Shocker? Totally The Thing.
The Thing.
The
okay.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's The Thing. It's the thing.
All right. So The Thing it is.
The Thing.
This is a survival question.
Okay.
What do you eat while at conventions? Do you have a go-to snack? Because we forget to eat a lot.
I saw your Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
You have your Pop-Tarts, which I thought was a very, very smart thing.
I always
got
to do it, And they're like 400 calories per Pop-Tart.
Oh, yeah. I'm drinking coffee right
Lots
now.
Lots of coffee?
Yeah.
Overly caffeinated?
I'm highly caffeinated right now.
Yeah. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. This is a hard one. I think I'm going to know your answer because I've interviewed you before. But if you could only watch TV, play video games, or read books for the rest of your life, and you can only do one and you can't do the other two, so you can only read, play video games, or watch TV for the rest of your life, which one would you do and which two would you give up?
Okay, I would not read.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I would not read. So I would play video games.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's my answer. I would play video games. Like, television's awesome. Yeah. There's a lot of things you can explore, worlds and stuff. But like, but video games, like you, like it's you, like right. you're doing it. So yeah, I would totally.
Right. That's a good answer. Very good. All right, here we go. We're nearing the end here.
Okay.
If you could create any sort of convention, so you're building a convention of your own from the ground up, mm-hmm. and you can invite however many people you want, what kind of convention would you make?
Probably like a babe convention.
Oh, I'll go.
Yeah. Just a convention that celebrates awesome women and just women in general and just like female power.
You will get
power
no arguments
yeah.
from us.
It'll be like the babe convention.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
Yeah.
All right, and the last question is fitting for you. If money and time were no object and you could cosplay as anything on the planet, what would you cosplay as?
That's hard, actually. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's.
I have a lot of like jokey answers, like Jabba the Hutt
and
stuff.
What are some of your jokey
answers? My jokey answer is like Jabba the Hutt. Bib Fortuna, like Dr. Doom. This is all like the most uncomfortable things humanly possible. Like a Jabba, I've never seen a Jabba cosplay.
Jabba the Hutt.
Right? You'd have to be wheeled
around.
Put on
a whale big green
and people could just like douse you with limeade. Just like.
I'm stealing your answer. It's Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt. Well, thank you so much, Julia. Where can people find you on social media?
So my Twitter and my Instagram is just @JuliaVoth. And my Facebook is official Julia Voth fan page.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on. Hopefully you come on again in the future.
Of course. It's so lovely to talk to you.
All right. Take care.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of San Diego Comic-Con 2016. As always, you can find us on Twitter, and that's @NerdAppropriate, Facebook/NerdAppropriate, Twitch.tv/NerdAppropriate, Instagram/NerdAppropriate, or if you have an email that you want to send our way, you can send a message to Ash, Scott, or Matt @NerdAppropriate.com, or if you have a general question, just send it to nerds@NerdAppropriate.com. Thanks, and we'll be back next week with all new shows.